Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
John Abraham, man, was a dude. And for those who don't know, maybe you didn't watch or maybe you weren't in Atlanta at the time, Mike, but we advise you to go YouTube him, okay? Go check him out.
He's called the Predator for a reason, guys. He is ahead of Lawrence Taylor and Vaughn Miller and, Derek Thomas, and there's a bunch of guys. Basically, he should be in the Hall of Fame. But anyway, we've talked about that a little bit later in the interview. First things first, baby, what do you remember about when you got drafted, Abe?
The funny thing about getting drafted for me was just I had Sean Ellis with me. So it was a great moment because he got drafted at 12 and I got drafted at 13. So it was like one of my best friends I just met after the draft, and I had him to share it with me. That was probably my biggest thing. That's funny you asked. I was sitting here thinking, like, I don't remember nothing about the draft, but that is the one thing I do remember. And if we would have got drafted nowadays, we would have been we would have been actually at the draft. Right. That would have been really remarkable. That would have been, I'm like, oh, I would have got to walk on the stage and hear them boo in person.
as a New York Jet.
You're right.
Yeah, they booed the hell out of me, man. They booed me so bad, man. It ain't took long for them to love me, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? When you're a player, that's what happens. John Abraham joining us here, talking about the edge class. John, I mean, listen, there's a lot, right? Once you get drafted, you hone your craft, right? I mean, you can come into the league and be good. You can come out of college and be good. But to be a great NFL player like you were, you've got to hone your craft. And that's something Mike and I have been talking about. Like, these guys, these edge rushers that are going to come into the league, and we don't know if we take one or not tonight, but they've got to come in and get better. Talk about that process, because it's not like these guys are coming in and they're going to be the player they will be in 10 years.
No, I think that makes a lot of sense, what you said. And actually, as I've been watching film, Latu, if I'm saying his name wrong, I apologize.
No, you're right.
He's 23 years old. So you think about it, he's probably the most mature person out there right now. And watching him play, you can see the maturity. Like, I've watched him and I was looking like, not saying I don't like Dallas, not saying I don't like, you know, Verse or even Jonah Ellis. I like him too. But I watched him, and he just looks way more mature when it comes to a player. Because you got these guys coming in 21, 22, been playing the same position. Some guys haven't been playing 4 years. Some guys only played like 3 years or maybe two, you know, especially being in the Alabama scheme. But watching him play, his maturity is above, like, so many other guys. You know, just, you know, having them years, you know, going through his injury and sitting and watching and really, like, getting to know the game. You could tell him to know the game. For me, I didn't really start learning the game probably until my third or fourth year. I watched people I watched people play, and I'm looking like, I could tell he don't know the game yet because he too many steps, or he's doing this or he's doing that. So like my third year, that's when I just started like really becoming a student of the game and learning offense. It all makes sense. Just like a boxer, you can see a boxer. You watch Mike Tyson beginning, he was just better than everybody. You know what I mean? It was natural instinct just to beat somebody. Do you see later in his career, you can see people playing it. Like everybody said, Mayweather, you know, beginning of his career, you see him, he was do-do-do. In his career, he was the best defensive player, best defensive boxer ever. That, it all comes to maturity, and that's definitely something you got to learn. Like, by the time I finished, man, I played a game, like, literally in my head before I even played the game.
It's our man, John Abraham, guys, the Predator. He is top 15 in the NFL in sacks, one of the best pass rushers in the franchise history, and a guy that, you know, again, may have gotten a Super Bowl ring if he doesn't play in Week 16, Carl, in 2012.
Don't remind me.
Anyway,
don't remind me.
We're not going down that road either, Johnny.
Definitely would. It would have been bling-bling, and I would have been in the Hall of Fame, too. But they couldn't have stopped me then. If they would say, if I had that ring on my finger, they couldn't have said nothing.
I know.
They could have said nothing to Matty Ice either.
Right.
You're right.
The ring is the thing, yeah. Man. John Abraham is with us. Did you ever, as you said about your maturation process, was there a certain coach you connected with, or was it all on you?
It was on me. Like, they're different coaches. I had great coaches, so I'm taking nothing away from a coach. But to be able to become a great player, you have to know what you can do at your best. And you got to show them. And once you show them, that's when you can pretty much – play how you want to. You look at the Watts, and you look at the guys like that come around, like even like Von Miller. You look at Dwight Freeney. Dwight Freeney had to show them that he can do the spin move before they allowed him to do it. So it's a lot of stuff you have to learn on your own. Like, people think it's just, oh, I had a great coach. You rarely hear defensive ends talk about their coaches, and I'm not knocking anybody now. I'm not knocking anybody at all, but being a defensive end, you have to learn what you're good at. Like, because when I was in college, love Rick Petrie, love him to death. He coached Warren Sapp also. But he tried to teach me like Warren Sapp. I was like 230, and I'm sitting here getting my butt kicked. And then when I finally got into the league, I was playing outside linebacker finally, because I thought that was my natural position. Then the second year, I had to go back to defensive end. I got my, like, even though I made the Pro Bowl the first couple of years at defensive end, my body was just terrible because I didn't learn how to play the position at my size. But, you know, like I said, in my fourth, fifth year, and especially when I came to Atlanta, it was easy. I learned how to play within my position, and I learned what I was good at. I learned how to trick people with my lineups. I learned how to trick. My coach was basically telling me pretty much helped me with the other players. Like, you know, this tackle does this, or this is the play you need to look for. They created a play. Ray Hamilton created a play for me called Be Right. It was pretty much I can do what I wanted to do, but I just had to be right. You know what I mean? If you're wrong, I don't know nothing about you on your own. But when you see certain players like that, you trust those players, and you know that player can do what he want to do. Like I'm saying, if you watch these guys now, you see them, you're like, I don't know what he did now, but that was awesome. How did he know that? That's all about preparation, and that comes from learning yourself as a player.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, the preparation part of this. As we talked to John Abraham, guys, one of the best guys to ever do it as far as getting to the quarterback. We are consumed and have been about getting another one of you and finding another one of you and getting a guy on this team that can consistently do that. And again, speaking of no disrespect, six and a half sacks is great. I need double-digit guys, right, Mike? I need double-digit guys year in and year out. Give me 10, give me 12. Can I get 15? That's what we're looking for. John, that film study and that work ethic, where did you get that from? Where did you find that? Was somebody in your life who did that, or was it just as you got in the league, you realized, I'm not going to be here long if I don't do these things?
Injuries.
Okay.
Injuries, sitting around. And think about it, though. As you as a broadcaster, as you being on the radio, and sometimes you're driving home and you might hear somebody say something. You might hear somebody say something, oh, I got to use that. I like how you did that. I like how you transitioned from here to here. So I had to sit there and watch film and just watch film and just watch film and seeing what I did wrong and why did I take this step here or why did I do this. And it really came from injury because I couldn't do nothing physical. So physically, you know, cause when I first got injured my rookie year, it was just like, I'm going to get party. I got a whole year to just chill. Second time I got hurt, it was like, man, I can't do this no more. I gotta mentally be prepared when I come back because physically I ain't 100%. So this false step might be worse for me now than it was when I was 100% healthy. So the film study took years, like, off my career, when I'm saying in a positive way, of me just trying to just beat my body up and just learning how to get there quick. So definitely was injuries for me. But I think, you know, I had people like Brian Cox when I was young. I had people like Marvin Jones, you know, even Curtis Martin. I had a lot of guys that would literally show me that. But when I got to Atlanta and the team was my team, when I say I knew I was a defensive guy, even though we had D'Angelo Hall and we had other guys like Brooklyn and stuff, I knew it was my team. I'm like, John, this is the team that you wanted. You wanted to be that guy. You got to stand out. You got to know more than everybody else knows. You got to be able to tell Witherspoon sometime he in the wrong position. You got to be able to tell Jonathan Babineau you got to slide to the right, bro. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I had to learn. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I had to learn because I wanted to be that guy. Even though I wasn't that talkative as a leader, but if you mic me up on the game, you would know he know every play is coming right now. Even playing that defensive end, I knew if you need to be a deep shallow, it's just common sense. You know, so it gets that way, and that's how you become a better player.
It is a Jonathan Abraham, guys, with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. The Predator, one of the many Pro Bowlers from an amazing draft class in 2000. Getting back to this Falcons team, we got guys that are just kind of showing signs. Arnold Ebiketie, Zach Harrison, Lorenzo Carter's been here. We signed him as a free agent, but it just seems like you got to build it from the front. Carl and I were arguing. I think I know the answer, John. Do you go get a corner?
Yeah.
Or if you don't really – do you say that Latu's the guy, he's worth taking at eight because he will be that difference maker in a year we're expected to do something with Kirk Cousins?
I have a couple of combinations. Not knocking anything. I think they did a good job overall as a defense last year in boosting the sacks up. They did a great job just bringing the guys in there and everybody having a team, you know, getting sacks. But I think Dallas Turner is going to be the guy just because I'm listening to everybody else. I mean, like personally, I like Latu because he's a little more fluent to me. When I watch him play, it don't seem like he's even doing anything. He reminds me of kind of like Jason Taylor. Like,
hey, good.
They look like Jason was so fluent. I'm talking just the fluency. You know, like the fluency. Like, you can't tell he overpowering this guy. You can't tell he's going so fast, but he just moves so smooth with it. But I think that Turner's going to be a guy. My big thing is if you're going to get Turner, go get Chris Broswell. You know, get the guy that played with him in college in the second round or third round or whatever. Or go get Jonah Ellis or go get another guy, you know, later on so you can have two young guys. Do kind of like how the Jets did. They had so many people that could rush the passer. They had Johnson. They got McDonald. They was like, look, we're going to get a pass rusher out this year. We don't care who it is. Like, you're going to have to work against these young guys, and if you ain't, we're going to let you go. So just overload with it this year. We don't mind. Like, look, y'all got Kirk. Y'all got a quarterback. Y'all got a heck of an offense. Like, on paper, we got a heck of an offense, but we saw what they did last year. So I'm just saying that, you know, there's guys out here, like, you get Chop Robinson maybe later on in a draft. You know, just pile it up. Like, bring two guys in there that can push each other. That's why me and Sean end up having pretty good careers because right. I had Sean. I had someone who didn't know nothing about the NFL, just like I knew nothing about the NFL. And we had older guys that were scared of us. And you know what the older guys did? They tried not to get us on the field, but, you know, at the end of the day, we end up outworking them. So I can see that being a good situation if they get the right person.
It's a great point. I love the philosophy that you're throwing down. I agree with you about Latu and the pass rush. But if they go Turner, as I've said, and John, this is the deal, man. I just want
– Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Killers. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I'm
looking
for. That's
Jared Verse to me. Verse is the killer.
That's all I want, man. I want somebody like – Go ahead.
I like Verse, but I don't think Verse is going to be good the first couple of years. I think he might come in and might get you 5 sacks. If you watch him, man, bull rushers don't really exist like that no more. Now, I'm not knocking him. He's a great player. I watch him, but you see somebody that can make plays. Lots will be making plays, right, man. I'm talking about – He get interceptions, pick, like just a fluency. Not saying he can't be that kind of player. I don't know what he's going to be, so don't say that, oh, John was hating. I'm just telling you, like, what I think as a pass rusher.
Listen, man, you played it. You know? Say it. Latu. Say it.
He like 6'4". He like versus like 6'4", 260. I don't see good hips in him. Like I see, his moves are not as fluent. And, you know, in the NFL, the tackles are going to be a lot better. Not saying Florida State didn't face some pretty good teams, but the ACC, come on now. I'm like, come on, man. Let's call a spade, you know?
Yeah.
But I just like how it's just the maturity, the 23, you know, being through injuries, understanding the thing. And if you get Dallas, I think you should get Chris Boswell, too. Just like in the second, third, fourth round, just so he has somebody there that can push him and keep him on the up and narrow. You know, Alabama guys. And I watch Boswell tape. He's pretty athletic. And, like, every time he's around the ball, it seems like he's scoring a touchdown or getting a cause fumble. So it'd be a good thing just to have somebody that he knows, you know.
John Abraham, man. Brother, we appreciate you. And we look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you so much for giving us a little insight into what you're thinking about these guys. It's going to be interesting to see where the Falcons go tonight. We just want one impact player, man. You right know, on. That's what we need. John, thank you so much, man. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.